USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States and the Taliban have agreed to a temporary truce that, if successful, would open the way for a deal that would bring home American troops from Afghanistan and end 18 years of war. The peace deal would call for negotiations between Afghans on both sides of the conflict to start next month, an eventual countrywide ceasefire, and a commitment from the Taliban not to harbor terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda, then setting a timetable for the withdrawal of American troops. Infections and deaths from the new coronavirus in China ballooned for a second straight day as officials near the epicenter of the outbreak are struggling to keep up with a backlog of patients' lab work. Confirmed cases of the virus rose to 63,851 in mainland China, an increase of over 5,000 from a day earlier, according to the National Health Commission. The death toll now stands at 1,380, up 121. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
There's a new poll out that answers if Americans want to know more about what happened in Ukraine. USA's Robin Wilinski reports.
There's a new Monmouth University poll out asking voters, do you think the House should continue to investigate the Ukraine incident? 51% of people polled say end it. 43% say continue to investigate, and 6% say they just don't know.
Federal prosecutors have declined to charge former FBI Director Andrew McCabe, closing an investigation into whether the longtime target of the president lied to federal officials about his involvement in news media disclosures. The action resolves a criminal investigation that began nearly 2 years ago with a referral from the Justice Department's Inspector General's office, which concluded that McCabe repeatedly lied about having authorized a subordinate to share information with a newspaper reporter for a 2016 article about FBI investigations into the Clinton Foundation. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Culinary Union, the most influential union in Nevada politics, has decided to stay out of the state's Democratic presidential caucuses, denying candidates who aggressively courted the group from getting a major leg up in the upcoming contest. The Casino Workers Culinary Union, a 60,000-member group made up of housekeepers, porters, bartenders, and people who keep Las Vegas glitzy casinos humming, said it will use its organizing power only to get out the vote for the caucuses. The move is a blow to former Vice President Joe Biden, who was expecting their support in Nevada's February 22nd caucuses. New Mexico's bid to become the 12th U.S. state to legalize recreational use of marijuana fell flat after state senators and a legislature dominated by Democrats rejected a bill that would have forced permission for sales in all of the state's cities and towns. In a committee vote, two Democratic senators joined with Republicans in a 6-4 vote to halt the legislation that would have expunged marijuana convictions and helped the state's existing medical cannabis program with tax breaks and patient subsidies. It marked the second failure by legislation proponents to achieve their goal in New Mexico since Democrats took control in 2018. 33 states and Washington, D.C. have legalized cannabis for medical or recreational use. Thanks for spending part of your day with us. And remember, if you miss a newscast, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.